It's a sunny afternoon at the Florida State College at Jacksonville South Campus, and Nick Harding is sitting on a bench outside. Harding is a student here. This is his first semester of college, and he's also just filed candidacy to run for the Duval County School Board.
I just graduated from Duval County Public Schools, and it's kind of messy, and I feel like Duval County could do a lot better. Students could get a lot better education. Taxpayers could get a lot more value for their money.
Harding graduated from Wolfson High School this year. He was student council president, and now he's eyeing the school board seat being vacated by Jason Fisher, who's running for state house. In 2012, Fisher was the youngest person to score a Duval school board seat at the age of 29. If elected, Harding would beat that by a decade.
Are you worried people are going to write you off because you're so young?
That's a possibility, but I believe I have some serious ideas, and if they agree with those ideas, then they should take me seriously.
Harding says there's a lot he'd like to change about how schools are running, particularly when it comes to new Common Core style curriculum.
I believe teachers teach a lot better if they have the freedom to choose what they want to teach and how they want to teach it, and the district isn't allowing them to do that.
He remembers one of his math teachers.
I feel like I learned a lot better when he didn't teach. When he didn't stay on the track, he stopped. He said, okay, if you're not getting it, I'm not going to keep going. So he continued teaching at our pace. And I feel like the district doesn't give them the freedom to do that without facing some kind of disciplinary action or repercussions.
He says ideally he'd want the district completely locally funded.
We'll have more freedom to choose what we want in our curriculum because we won't have to accept the conditions that come with federal and state funding.
Harding acknowledges his own views may have to be set aside to enforce district policies. For instance, he took to Facebook recently to lay out several of what he called unpopular opinions. His post called the LGB movement an abomination and transsexual people mentally ill. But Duval School's anti-discrimination policy protects sexual orientation and gender identity.
If the issue is something that I feel that deeply affects me and my values, I'm going to vote either for or against it based on how it relates to my values. Or if I feel like I'm unable to remain objective, I'll abstain from voting.
And he says he'd represent the Southside area of Jacksonville well.
It's a very conservative district, and they're really against Common Core education, and I believe I share that too. So I believe that's where we could really, see eye to eye.
Harding says he's now focused on fundraising. In order to have his name printed on next year's ballot, he'll have to raise nearly $2,000. He says he thinks canvassing door to door is his best bet. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.